Two call center employees sit side by side, handling identical customer inquiries. One mechanically follows scripts, watching the clock until her shift ends. The other engages genuinely with callers, problem-solving creatively and leaving work energized. Same job, same pay, wildly different outcomes. What separates them isn't talent or training. It's the invisible force of motivation. Research tracking thousands of workers reveals a startling truth. Why you work matters far more than what you work on. Companies understanding this principle don't just edge out competitors, they dominate them. Firms with exceptional cultures saw share values skyrocket 901% over 11 years versus a mere 74% for average cultures. Southwest Airlines has achieved 42 consecutive profitable years in an industry plagued by bankruptcies. The secret? They've cracked the code on what truly drives human performance. The motive spectrum reveals six fundamental reasons people work. Three direct motives supercharge performance. Play happens when you enjoy the activity itself, like Southwest flight attendants crafting hilarious safety announcements. Purpose arises when you value the outcome, like nurses enduring difficult tasks because patient health matters. Potential develops when work builds towards something personally meaningful, like an analyst mastering data to advance her career. Three indirect motives sabotage performance. Emotional pressure drives work through guilt or shame. Economic pressure motivates solely through rewards or punishment avoidance. Inertia, working simply because you did yesterday, produces the worst outcomes. One bank's call center eliminated scripts, removed incentive pay, and assigned agents personal customers. Previously low performers achieved 200% better results. The total motivation factor quantifies all six motives into a single score from negative 100 to 100. High school students who stayed enrolled averaged 17 versus dropouts are 2. Elite swimmers who continued training scored 48 compared to 23 for those who quit. Southwest Airlines scores 41, nearly double its lowest competitor's 22, directly correlating with industry-leading customer satisfaction. Apple stores achieved 38, while traditional electronics retailers averaged only 15. Companies with rigid performance reviews score lower than those with flexible feedback. MIT students offered high financial incentives performed 95% better at simple key pressing, but 32% worse at problem-solving tasks. This reveals why indirect motivators fail. Performance has two dimensions: tactical, executing plans, and adaptive, innovating and problem-solving. Indirect motivators improve mechanical tasks, but devastate adaptive performance through three mechanisms. The distraction effect shifts focus from work to stakes, causing people to choke under pressure. The cancellation effect eliminates natural positive behaviors. Toddlers rewarded for helping later helped only 53% of the time versus 89% for unrewarded children. Most damaging is the cobra effect, named after colonial India's bounty program that led entrepreneurs to breed cobras for rewards. People find the shortest path to alleviate pressure, even when it undermines goals. Call center reps incentivized by volume hang up on customers. Salespeople driven by quarterly targets create destructive discounting cycles. This pattern devastated the mortgage industry before 2008, where loan officers focused exclusively on volume while ignoring quality and risk. Strategy provides direction, but culture enables agility. Together, they create complete organizational performance. Even in routine environments like water treatment plants, total motivation drives adaptive behaviors. Employees with higher direct motives consistently develop better failure prevention techniques and safety improvements. Controlled experiments show participants primed with play and purpose generate 30% more creative solutions than control groups. This mirrors natural systems. Termites, despite tiny individual capacity, build massive temperature-controlled structures without centralized leadership, constantly adapting through collective intelligence. Human organizations achieve similar adaptive performance through emergence, when individuals are motivated by play and purpose. Wikipedia exemplifies this, with 34 million articles and 76,000 active volunteers correcting deliberate errors within hours. Research confirms Wikipedia contributors follow the motive spectrum. Direct motives correlate positively with contribution quality and engagement, while indirect motives correlate negatively. Crucially, while all motives increase self-reported satisfaction, only direct motives drive actual performance improvements, proving satisfaction scores alone don't measure cultural strength. Despite compelling total motivation science, indirect motives dominate due to blame bias, our tendency to attribute outcomes to personal characteristics over situational factors. A landmark study revealed this dramatically. Only 4% helped a stranger who dropped papers, but 88% helped after finding a dime in a phone booth. This trivial contextual change profoundly influenced behavior, yet we resist believing context trumps character. Organizations consequently focus on fixing people through performance evaluations and compensation while neglecting systematic culture building. Business school students ranked learning and purpose as most important for themselves, but assumed customer service representatives cared primarily about pay. When surveyed, representatives valued direct motivators equally, a perception gap that perpetuates ineffective practices. Organizations face four critical crossroads: building culture alongside product at founding, hiring for cultural fit during scale-up, avoiding bureaucracy beyond 150 people, and maintaining adaptability during market saturation. When hitting plateaus, 80% of executives admit they'd cut long-term investments for quarterly targets, triggering a death spiral where bureaucracy increases, total motivation drops, and adaptive performance disappears precisely when fluidity is most needed. Six key levers build cultures fostering both tactical and adaptive performance. Leadership behaviors prove foundational. Firestarter leaders maximize direct motives while minimizing indirect ones, creating teams averaging 38 total motivation versus 14 for typical leaders. Israel Defense Forces research showed officers trained in total motivation leadership produced teams with 20% better practical performance. Organizational identity increases motivation up to 65 points through compelling objectives, behavioral codes, and heritage. Role design, the most powerful lever, can increase motivation 87 points by enabling a 5-step adaptive cycle. Understanding how actions drive results, sparking curiosity, determining which ideas to pursue, having experimentation space, and seeing if actions created expected impact. When Travelers Insurance redesigned key punching jobs rather than replacing people, they achieved 35% fewer errors, 24% less absenteeism, and 40% higher productivity. Career ladders should offer personalized paths rather than tournament-like competitions, while compensation systems work best linking pay to skills and team outcomes. Community building should follow natural group sizes, villages of 150, bands of 50, hunting parties of 15, and confidant groups of 5. When Toyota reopened GM's notoriously dysfunctional Fremont factory in 1984, they retained 85% of the original workforce, people who had previously sabotaged vehicles and abused substances on the job. The plant had one of the industry's worst labor-management relationships, with daily grievances and frequent strikes. By focusing on total motivation rather than fear, Toyota achieved 49% higher productivity within 2 years. They sent workers to Japan to learn reflection and continuous improvement, empowering them to stop production lines if they spotted quality issues. This demonstrated trust and shared responsibility. Absenteeism plummeted from over 20% to 2%, and quality surpassed other GM plants. Yet when GM tried replicating this success, they failed because they copied physical elements rather than understanding the cultural transformation. This reveals a crucial truth. High-performing cultures aren't about superficial perks or processes. They're about creating environments where people are motivated by play, purpose, and potential rather than pressure and economic incentives. Organizations building high-motivation cultures gain decisive competitive advantage, creating meaningful work experiences that bring out the best in people.